Fear is a thief, and its mission is to kill you. Its mission is to steal from you, and its mission is to destroy you. Hey you, welcome to the well. I'm Liz Shamakan, and I'm excited to have you here for today's episode. Today I'm going to be talking about 7 scriptures that would help you overcome fear and anxiety. Let's dig in. Anxiety and fear is one of the biggest weapons that the enemy used to attack us as believers. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." The devil has been using fear to attack great men and women of God since the beginning of time, and he's still doing the same thing today, because he knows that if he can afflict you with fear and anxiety, if he can have you bounded by fear and anxiety, that he can stop you from being who God has called you to be, that he can stop you from accomplishing the things that God has called you to do. Elijah was a great man of God. In fact, he's one of the greatest men of God that did mighty things for God that we read about in scripture. Yet, the Bible said he was crippled with fear when he found out that Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, was trying to kill him. Also, David suffered from anxiety. Although we know David to be mighty, to be strong, he won so many battles. When all the rest of Israel's army were too afraid, he even faced Goliath, conquered so many enemies, and did so many mighty things in his lifetime. Yet he was crippled with anxiety. He battled anxiety. If you've studied the Psalms, you can hear it in the Psalms, him crying out to God for help, crying out to God for assistance, crying out to God for guidance, even in his anxiety. So if you're watching this today, you're dealing with anxiety and fear. It doesn't make you weak. The devil often targets the greatest and the strongest people in the army of God to attack with fear and anxiety so that he can try to paralyze their destinies. So I believe that you're not watching this video by accident. I believe that God wants to set you free from anxiety. He wants to deliver you from fear. There is freedom in Christ. So today I want to just dive right in and just share the 7 scriptures that would deliver you and set you free from the spirit of anxiety and fear. Number 1, Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. And this was one of the first scriptures that I learned as a new believer. And I still use this scripture today, every day, when I'm facing the unknown. And it says, "Trust the Lord completely and don't depend on your own knowledge. With every step you take, think about what he wants and he will help you go the right way." See, God wants us to trust him completely. Not just with some part of our life. I mean, if you're a believer, you're a believer because you put your faith and your trust in Jesus. So you have some extent of trust in him. You trust him with your eternal destiny. You trust him that he is who he said he is. But God wants us to trust him with everything, with every aspect of our life, our careers, our marriage, our children, our passions, our dreams. And this is one area that I struggled with, because I trust God. I love Jesus, and I know that he wants the best for me. But there's some area, especially being a mother, there's an area that I just find myself struggling every day to trust God. You know, I find myself worrying. I find myself looking elsewhere. I find myself struggling. I know that he's good, but will he do it for me? Today, I'm here to tell you that God wants you to put your trust in him completely in every single aspect of your life. Maybe you're watching right now. There is a part of your life that's popping in your mind, and you realize that you have not fully given God your full trust in this area. As you're watching this video, I just want you to pause and just give that area to God. Just trust him. Say, "Lord, I trust you with this area of my life." That scripture said, do not depend on your own knowledge. Do not depend on your own understanding. And I feel like that's an area that we often struggle with as believers. You know, we tend to trust what we see instead of what God says. We tend to trust what is around us instead of what God says. God is telling us not to depend on our own understanding. He wants us to trust Him even more than what we see with our natural eyes. He wants us to trust Him even more than what the world is telling us. Maybe they're telling you that you've been diagnosed with cancer. Maybe they're telling you that you're about to be evicted from your home if you don't pay a couple of thousand, but you don't have that money. Trust God more than what you see. Trust God more than the circumstances. Because when we involve Him with every aspect of our life, when we trust Him with every aspect of our life, we are inviting Him to take full control of that area. We are inviting Him to take full control of our tomorrow. Number two, John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. I've dealt with fear, and I know that it's punishment, and I know that it's tormenting. I mean, it will keep you up at night. It will take your peace away. It will stop you from enjoying the goodness of God in your life. It will stop you from enjoying what God is doing in this season, you know, and it just reminded me of that scripture in John 10:10. It says, the thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Fear is a thief, and its mission is to kill you. Its mission is to steal from you, and its mission is to destroy you. This scripture says that when we are anxious, when we are fearful, we have not been fully formed in love. So what that tells me is that if we want to be free from anxiety, if we want to be fully free from fear, we have to master and meditate on the love of God, because love banishes fear. That means the more we realize how much God loves us, the more fear begins to leave. Love banishes fear. The revelation of the love of God banishes fear. I want to encourage you to study about the love of God. Meditate on scriptures that talk about God's love for you, and it will truly transform you. Number three, Proverbs 12, verse 25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. This world is full of bad news. I mean, it's like every day it's another death, somebody dying. It's another, somebody's diagnosed with something. It's another bad news upon bad news. And it seems like we're constantly trying to recover from bad news to bad news. So the cares of this world can easily weigh us down. It can easily cause us to be fearful. It can easily cause us to be depressed. And it can easily cause us to be anxious. And that's why it's so important that we are consistently, every day, feeding ourselves with life, feeding ourselves with the Word of God. That verse says, a good word makes him glad. God's word is a good word. God's word is good news, and it makes our heart glad. So make sure that you spend some time every day feeding yourself with life, feeding yourself with the Word of God. Number four, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Fear is not from God. It's from the enemy. Like I said before, the Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And that is exactly what fear does in our life. The goal of fear is to paralyze you. And the enemy uses as a tool to keep you from doing more. The enemy uses as a tool to keep you from reaching your potential. Like I said before, I know this very well because I dealt with heavy fear. And I remember being paralyzed with fear that it was so hard for me to speak to people. I was scared to speak in public. I was scared to express myself. I was scared to really be who God has created me to be. I was always hiding. I was always timid. And that's exactly what fear does. It paralyzes you. It blinds you. It steals from you, and it destroys and paralyzes your destiny. So if you're watching this today and you can relate, God wants to set you free. It's time to stop letting fear paralyze you. It's time to stop letting fear steal from you. It's time to be who God created you to be. Can you just say this prayer with me? Father, thank you because your word said that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but I have power and I have love and I have a sound mind. Lord, I ask that you would deliver me right now from every spirit of fear. I renounce every spirit of fear and I receive and I breathe in the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Number 5, Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Oof. This scripture really hits me because this is one thing that I struggle with. Even though God has delivered me from fear, I still find myself from time to time getting worried, getting anxious about tomorrow, getting anxious about what tomorrow may look like. I struggle with always worried about what is going to happen next. I remember the day before I got married, I literally had a full-blown anxiety attack, thinking about how things could change for the worse. What if our marriage doesn't work out? What if when we get married, my husband changed to be a different person? The devil tries to steal our joy. The devil tries to steal your peace by making you worry about tomorrow. That scripture says, do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. So just focus and trust God. You know, if you're watching this, trust God with you tomorrow. He's the same God that has kept you this far, and he will keep you tomorrow. Amen. Number 6, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Always be full of joy. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. Joy is a choice, and it's a gift that comes from God. But it's our choice as believers whether to receive that gift and walk in joy. Joy should not be based on your life's high and low. It should not be based on, oh, something good happened today or something bad happened today or I had a bad day. So joy is something that you choose to carry, you choose to have. That joy comes from a deep-rooted conviction that even though things may not look the way that I planned it, even though things may not look to be working out, things may not be perfect, my God will cause all things to work out for my good. And in the natural, things may not be working out at all. But deep inside of you, you know that God got you. Deep inside of you, you know that he will never let you down. Deep inside of you, you know that he will never fail you. And one of the ways that has helped me to maintain joy and to maintain peace is having that spirit of thanksgiving, making a habit of thanking God for everything. If we think about it, God has done so much for us. The fact that you're watching this video today, you're alive, you're breathing, you have hair in your lungs, you have a roof over your head. You didn't have to be on the street begging for something to eat today. There's always a reason to give God thanks. The more you thank God, the more you see the joy of God flow out of you. The more you give thanks to God, the more you see God do more for you. And finally, last but not least, one of my favorite scripture. Number 7, Philippians 4, verse 6 to 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And I saved the best for last, because in my opinion, this scripture is the answer to eradicate fear, to eradicate anxiety from your life. This scripture commands us not to give in to anxiety and fear. It says in everything, by prayer and supplication. So whenever you feel anxiety rising up, and we know how it feels, you get in a situation and you just start to feel that tingling. Whenever you feel that anxiety or that fear rising up, stop right there and start to pray. Pray about the negative thoughts. Pray about the negative feelings. Pray about the emotion that the enemy is trying to project. In everything, in prayer, in supplication, make your request known to God. And don't just pray, but take authority over it. The secret to taking authority over something is praying God's word over it. Whatever you're dealing with, what does God's word say about it? Take authority over it by praying God's word over it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. We take those thoughts captive by praying and declaring God's word over ourselves. When you pray and you declare with your mouth God's word, you declare it out loud, it builds your faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and it releases God's peace into your heart and your mind. But I love this scripture because it doesn't just stop there. It actually gives us a formula. It gives us a remedy to protect our hearts and our mind from anxiety. Verse 8 tells us exactly what we need to focus on. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about this thing. So when you have thoughts roaming to your mind, you need to ask yourself, is this true? Is this honorable? Is this pure? Is this worthy of praise? So don't just let everything come into your mind. You actually have the power to filter the thoughts that you allow to stay in your mind. If it's not pure, if it's not honorable, if it's not true, throw it out with the word of God. We are supposed to be protective about what goes into our mind. That's why it's not good to just be strolling through TikTok and just allowing anything to pop up in your mind, because you're literally allowing whatever is on that app, whatever is on Instagram, whatever is on TikTok to come into your mind. You have no power over what's going to pop up on that screen. We have to be protective of our heart. We have to be protective of our mind. Sometimes it's what you expose yourself to that causes anxiety. We have to be protective about the shows we watch on TV. And listen to this, we have to be protective about the people that we surround ourselves with. Yes, I said it. You have to be protective of the people that you surround yourself with. It's not everybody that you have to be around. There are some people that just, every time you're around them, they just speak death. Every time you're around them, you just feel yourself getting anxious. Guard your heart. Protect your heart. Protect your mind. God has already given us everything we need to overcome fear. He's given us His presence. He's given us His word. And the point of this video is to give you those tools and to equip you to overcome fear and anxiety. You don't have to be fearful or anxious because it is not from God. God has not given it to you. So right now, I just want you to agree with me in prayer and just receive the peace of God. Amen. Lord, I thank you because you have not given me fear. I receive your peace right now. I pray that you will help me to implement this word, to implement these scriptures into my life, and that you would deliver me totally from every spirit of anxiety, from every spirit of fear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for watching. I hope that you were blessed. If this video blessed you and you know somebody that is dealing with fear, you know somebody that is dealing with anxiety, send this video to them because you never know what kind of impact you can make in somebody's life. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to hit that notification button. Have a great day. Bye.